T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The league and the players did a good job under these circumstances. And from the Penguins' point of view, the thing that we talked about the most was the fact we had the seventh best record in the league when we shut down. And our team really did a good job with the injuries we have. You know, really proud of our players and coaches. And we were hoping that we would not have to be in the play-in. That, you know, we would be automatically in. Not about any team that we play. The 24 teams that are in, any one of those teams can win series. Playoffs are hard. Everybody knows that. Know it as well as anybody. We're not about picking and choosing teams and whatnot. It was more about the fact that we were hoping that we weren't going to be able to play it.
Chris, does it make you feel any better that Jim Rutherford can't keep his dog quiet either?
Not really, no. It doesn't, as a matter of fact.
Why? It's something that all dog owners have to deal with. Dogs bark. They see the mailman. They see another dog across the street. They can't help themselves. And Jim Rutherford has that problem. Or Derek Shelton with the same issue today.
I'd rather be a millionaire, multiple cup-winning GM whose dog won't shut up than, well, you know, me.
Yeah, but my point, Chris, you're missing the point here. I'm trying to say it doesn't reflect on you as a bad dog owner that Lance and Larry sometimes sound off during the show. It doesn't make you any less of a disciplinarian, or I don't think they disrespect you. They're just dogs.
I don't think that I'm a bad dog owner, nor do I think that my dogs disrespect.
But you let it bother you. You let it bug you. I can hear it sometimes. You seethe over it.
Yes, we do a radio show. I would prefer not to have dogs barking during a radio show because our format is audio.
Yes, and Jim Rutherford was on a conference call and it was out of his hands today. He just had to roll with the punches. There's a lesson in there somewhere.
I would have a much easier time handling it if I was making millions of dollars and revered as one of the absolute best in my profession.
I totally...
Spare me the best in the profession nonsense in any kind of patronization.
I'm not going to do that. But I disagree with you. I think regardless of where you are in life, whether you're worth $1 billion or worth one penny, when you are supposed to be the boss and the master and your dog barks and you can't get it to stop, I don't think you think you say to yourself, well, I've got a bunch of money in my savings account, so who cares? I think it would, if anything, it might bother you more. You have so much control over things and you still can't get your dog to stop barking.
Well, I mean, listen, the oldest joke in the book is that if aliens ever come to America, they're probably going to think that dogs are the masters and that these idiot humans walking around holding a rope basically tied to the dog while the dog does what it pleases and picking up dog doo are the servants here. So none of us in dog-owning world are exactly masters of our domain.
You know what I do when I get a bag of dog crap? This is going to be an admission that my wife probably would prefer I keep to myself, but
I mean,
whatever, here we are.
I'm going to tell you right now, if the second part of the sentence here, with the first part being, do you know what I do when I get a bag of dog crap, is anything other than tie it up and throw it away, there's going to be a problem.
With who? You?
Just generally, I think. We're going to have to reevaluate you, the person.
I tie it up. Next time I see a sewer, throw it right in there.
Why?
That's where waste goes.
Sewer?
That's where it goes.
Dog poop is waste that is supposed to go in a trash can, well, a trash bag, and then be tied up together and go out with the rest of the trash.
So you would
poop in a sewer when you really have to go to the bathroom on a walk?
It's waste. It's wastewater.
So
add a little more.
You would think. You would think nothing of, if you really had to go to the bathroom badly, finding the nearest sewer, dropping trowel if nobody was around, and doing your business.
What did Pompeiani say yesterday? Desperate times call for desperate measures?
So you're going to carry a little toilet paper roll on your belt when you take walks from now on.
If I had an accident and had to learn the hard way, maybe, but I haven't been in that situation yet in my lifetime.
I do not throw dog poop down the sewer, just for the record here. I put the dog poop in a... admittedly foul-smelling trash can outside of my house.
Thank you, Chris, for indulging my dog poop.
What kind of story. That sounded like a big dog. It sounded like a German Shepherd-y ad or something like that.
A St. Bernard, possibly?
Well, nobody, yeah, maybe. I would say German Shepherd just because it sounded kind of angry. Nobody's got dogs like Matt Murray, though, those two big Newfoundlands.
I like how Phil Kessel had a dog that looked just like him.
What was it, a pug?
No, it was like a big, fluffy, overweight terrier of some kind. Its face.
Very lovable.
Kind of looked like Kessel's. One of the things, and you heard it with Rutherford there, that he obviously doesn't want to sound like he's complaining and bitching, but in that answer is the admission on his part that the Penguins felt like they deserved better from this 2014 playoff format, that as the seventh best team in the NHL, they felt like they should not be in this preliminary round, this best of five against Montreal. And I have to be, again, honest. I really have a hard time ginning up any anger. And I'm not going to be the person here that takes up this cause. I've thought about this a lot. Generally speaking, even when we're not in a pandemic, I am not somebody who has a lot of empathy for teams that aren't in first place and have some kind of tough or difficult playoff draw as a result of that. And I'll give you a couple of Pittsburgh examples, Chris, to further explain my position on this, my take on this. I had no problem with the 11-5, or maybe it was 12-4, actually. I think it was 12-4. I had no problem with the 12-4 Steelers going to the 8-8 Broncos and Tim Tebow. Win your division. Okay, don't finish in second place. I had no issue with the 98-win Pirates having to play a one-off against Chicago when they had the second-best record in baseball. Find a way, for the first time in like 100 years, find a way to finish ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals one time in my life, please. And so, am I really going to be the guy that feels like the seventh best team in the NHL is getting a raw deal? No. I think if anybody's got a bitch, it's Boston. That's like, if I were in Boston today and I care if we were somehow not talking about Belichick and Brady and we're talking hockey, I would be screaming about that. Yeah, the pandemic, it's not going to be perfect. But the Bruins deserve better. You're the best team for 70 games and now you've got to play this World Cup style BS. So I just can't do it today. Maybe you were looking for me to respond to Rutherford and say he's right. I'm right there with him, and I want the Penguins to win. But I can't feel sorry for the seventh team. I just can't.
No, I wasn't looking for you to do anything. But in this case, you're right. I have no sympathy whatsoever for the GM of a team that was on a 3-8 run its last 11 games prior to the NHL pausing and ultimately finishing and capping its season when the pandemic hit. I have zero sympathy for that. Play better. Like, bottom line, if you don't want to be in this predicament, be better. I think that'll play well with some, what Rutherford said, it'll play well with some people in the Penguins, like, diehard fan base who have this persecution or this victim complex, like the league is always out to get the Penguins, when the complete opposite has been true. Multiple draft lotteries for generational talents have gone their way. It's been an absolutely luck-kissed franchise for the entirety of my lifetime, just about. And here's the other thing. Like, we're talking about, it's a crappy matchup, it's bad luck because they finished fifth, and this is unfair. How many other Stanley Cups do you think the Penguins have won? Five cups. How many of them have they been the division winner for?
I don't think any.
One.
One? What would that be, 92? 91?
Okay. First cup. 90-91 Penguins won their division. They weren't even that good.
They were 92,
I
think they
were
third.
Their record was not gaudy. They were third in 92. They were second in 08-09. They were second each of the last two times they won it. They don't win their division and then go on to win cups. Like, I'm looking at times throughout history where they finished first in the division. Just recent history. First in 2008, lost the cup final. First in 2012-2013, the shortened season, got humiliated by Boston. First the next year, lost in the second round. I could go on, but you get the idea here. When the Penguins finish first, they usually crap the bed. Let's be honest. That's what happens. So why anybody is that jammed up about this is absolutely beyond me.
I don't
really think... You wanted to be in the top four? Don't play like crap.
I don't really think it's fans who are in that mindset.
Well, the team shouldn't be jammed up about it. My God, the team has absolutely no room to talk here. You're the ones actually going out there and playing. I give them a better chance, by the way, to win the Stanley Cup right now, whenever this finally gets back to a restart, having to deal with Montreal and the vaunted, scary Carey Price in the first round. Save percentage, 909 this year. Not that good. With Jake Guentzel back in the lineup, than I would have had they gone through the rest of the season as normal with no Guentzel, probably for the rest of the playoffs.
I would agree with
Instead,
that.
Instead, they get their most unique player back, a guy who has proven his ability to score independently of whoever's line he's on, who can play well with Crosby, who's a pure sniper. I don't see the downside here.
I just think it has to bother the Penguins, and it's not obviously like an acute where they're just seething over it, where they're super angry and upset and feel like it's one of hockey's biggest injustices. But it obviously is something that does not sit well with them if their general manager would go on a conference call today and in all of the hullabaloo over hockey potentially coming back would squeeze in that point. Like, I don't think if Jim Rutherford completely felt the only thing he cared about was, you know what, we've got a great team, hockey's coming back, we can win this thing. He probably does think they can win it. But if he didn't care about seeding and format, I think he would have just said that. I think he would have just said, we're fine with the seeding, we're fine with the format. He didn't. And so I'm trying to get to the bottom of why a two-time back-to-back Stanley Cup winning GM who has some of the best players in the world would take even semi-umbrage with this arrangement. Like, it is nakedly obvious that they felt like they deserved better than this.
They didn't. They were 3-8. No, they didn't. Jim, if you're listening, you're wrong. You didn't deserve better. Your team went into the toilet right before all this happened. If they had played even slightly better, they would be in better position. You deserve what you got.
You're not making a lot of sense.
I am, as a matter of fact. You're not hearing me right because your dog's barking in the background. And by the way, Pony, speaking of which, you are hurting the environment with your decision. You are throwing dog waste into a storm sewer, which is not designed for such.
Oh, here we go. Now I got to get the life lesson here, the moral authority.
You're getting dragged, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a piece right now online, a form. There's a sanitary sewer, and then there's a storm sewer. You are throwing dog waste into a storm sewer. That is bad.
Here comes the lecture.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm not going to lecture you.
What were you saying before you started to wag your finger at me?
I'm saying Jim Rutherford has absolutely no case here. If he is unhappy about this and the Penguins are unhappy about this, they better just shut up. They better get ready for the Canadians,
I think
better play.
I think their big problem is, and he did not say this on the conference call, but just from the sense I get from talking to people, I think they felt like it just should have been 16 teams. That it just should have been 8 in the East, 8 in the West, and leave. And the teams that were on the bubble and just missed out, sorry, different times, deal with it. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, I think that's unbelievably great. In a perfect world, every league would just go, hey, we're cutting it right here. Unfair to some that might, you know, that's unfair, by the way, what you're hypothesizing they wanted to the teams that might have made a late charge to the postseason, as they've done on multiple occasions in this era. But it also is completely ignorant on their part of the fact that, listen, the NHL just is not as popular and is not as lucrative as the other sports leagues. They need, gimmicky though it is, to get big cities involved in this, however kind of offbeat a way it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.